boy, mama. And I don't know where I'll go. I'm leaving in the morning, mama. And I don't know where I'll go. The woman I've been loving for 20 years, mama, well, she don't love me no more. I can't hear my coffin coming, mama. Lordy, love through my back door. I can hear my coffin coming, mama. Lordy, love through my back door. And the woman I've been loving for 20 years, mama, but she don't love me no more. Ah, David, I hear them grasshoppers now. In my pillow, mama. I got crickets all in my mind. I got grasshoppers in my pillow, mama. I got crickets all in my mind. I got tacks in my shoes, mama, and they're sticking all in my head.
It's my favorite American classic popular song composer of all time would probably be Hoagie Carmichael. And I had a kind of a Hoagie connection in that Hoagie worked in the bookstore on the Indiana University campus in the middle 1920s with my Aunt Ethel. And I believe there was a bit of a romance. Damn you, Ethel. I mean, why didn't you make that one work? I mean, I'd be heir to the biggest publishing fortune outside of Paul McCartney's. Now, Hoagie, of course, wrote so many of the greatest American standards. He wrote Stardust is probably his most flagship song, but he wrote Georgia on My Mind and Up a Lazy River and As Time Goes By and so many great, very famous songs. But some of his more obscure work really intrigues me. And I'm going to do a piece that he did in a movie. He also got several roles as an actor, always in Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall movies because they were huge fans of his. And they'd get him small parts just so they could have him backstage on the sets and play the piano when they were on their breaks. And an interesting thing about this song is that Hoagie wrote the music and lyrics to this song. He rarely wrote lyrics. He usually had a lyricist partner. Very often Johnny Mercer wrote the words to Hoagie's songs. Hoagie wrote the whole shoot and match on this one. It's a great piece about an expatriate American piano player who's stranded in the Orient without the money to get back home. It's called The Hong Kong Blues.
Yeah.
It's a story about a very unfortunate kind of man who got stranded down in old Hong Kong. He had 20 years privilege taken away from him just for kicking old Buddha's gong. And now he's pounding a piano just to make the price of a ticket to the land of the free. And though he says he's from Frisco, where they send the rice, he's really from Tennessee. That's why he says, I need somebody to love me, need somebody to carry me back to San Francisco and bury my body there. Won't somebody believe that I yearn to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet old Paya won't let me fly away. I need somebody to lend me a $50 bill, and then I leave Hong Kong far behind me to happiness once again. Yeah, Dave, take me down to Hong Kong. It's a story about a very unfortunate kind of man who got stranded down in old Hong Kong. He had 20 years privilege taken away from him just for kicking old Buddha's gone. Hong Kong Blues, what a song. Now that song right for you right there.
One, two.
Moon, moon, I can see you shining low. You make me think of a sweetheart, a little girl I used to know. After I rambled the whole night through, wondering if you missed me too. Why am I on my own, feeling so lonesome, thinking only about you? My Carolina sunshine girl, have left me all alone. My Carolina sunshine girl, you have made me leave my home. I wonder why I sit and cry when really should laugh at your photograph. You're the sweetest thing, girl, in this world, and I love, love, love you, my Carolina sunshine girl. Let's do it, Dave. Yeah, go get her, David. Sang that hillbilly music, did you? I love country music, especially the real blood and gut stuff. Okay, I think we're going to do another Hoagie tune for you. Hoagie Carmichael had one child who's still alive and kicking, and he lives in Los Angeles now, where he makes probably the best split bamboo fly rods in the world, and something else near and dear to my heart. And his name was Hoagland Jr. And I'm going to sing a song that I believe that Hoagie Sr. wrote about his son when his son was very little and a very bad little boy. He wrote the words to this one, too, as a matter of fact, and made a parallel between his bad little boy and a little fish. And it's called Small Fry. It was like, here comes that no good brat of a boy. You know, he's such a little devil, I could whop him with joy. He's been carousing at the burlicue. Just let me teach him with the sole of my shoe. Small fry, strutting by the pool room. Small fry, should be in the schoolroom. Be your mind, just listening to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. Small fry, dancing for a penny. Small fry, counting up how many. You might put out that cigarette. You ain't no grown up high and mighty yet. You should listen to your pa and maybe practice the law. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Yes, you should listen to your pa. Practice the law. You'd be a real success, yes. Small fry, kiss the neighbor's daughter. Small fry, should've stayed in shallow water. Gee, I could take you across my knee. You ain't the biggest catfish in the deep blue sea. Get it, David. Smell fry, yes, I did. You kissed the neighbor's daughter. Smell fry should have stayed in shallow water. Gee, I could take you across my knee. You ain't the biggest catfish in the deep blue sea. You get your feet all soaked wet. You beat the days, death of me, yeah. Oh, me, oh, my. Let me see here. Do we have any musicians' wives in the audience? Well, hold up your hands. Or your cut-up credit cards or something like that. Nothing like that. Well, if we do, my sympathies are with you, and this song is for you. I get a lot of young musicians, actually, that come to me occasionally and ask me career advice and what they should be doing, you know, to further the career in the music industry. And instead of talking to them, I usually just sing them this song. It goes like, so would you like to play the guitar in some coffee house or a bar and bring your wages home in a jar? Or would you rather get a job? A job is the thing that makes you get out of bed and work every day until you're dead. Your back gets aching, your mind gets numb. You just can't wait until the weekend comes. But if you don't want to beg or steal or rob, I guess you better get a job. Or would you rather play the guitar and drive for miles and miles in your car while pretending you're a big star? Or would you rather book the gig? This is a verse about music businessmen. Oh, we love those guys. A manager is a creature who gets 20%, and what he says ain't often what he meant. He'll clean you out in ways you never thought, because he's good at business and he knows you're not. And he'll sue you if you ever make it big, 'cause he's the guy that booked the gig. Or would you rather play the guitar for a living, hardy har har? And this next verse is a little bizarre, but would you rather be the wife? Oh, Dave, we're sailing into some stormy water here.
Count me out on this one.
Okay. My bestie, Denise. Both our wives are named Denise. There's never been any confusion. The wife is the one who has to rescue our butts. She's either a saint or else she's nuts. She gets impatient, she gets annoyed, just because she has to stay employed. And by the way, if you'd like to ruin your life, just become a guitar picker's wife. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Some can be trained to play guitar too, and some a whole lot better than you. So even if you don't go far, you could be worse off than you are. At least you're playing the guitar. The trouble with that song is that every word of it is the truth. Yes, indeed. Author, this is a new song written by Mr. David Wilkie, right over here. And I'm going to be recording it on my forthcoming jazz album.
Wait, didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
That. Thank you. Thank you very much. I see the big buck rolling in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those jazz records would just fly off the shelves, don't they?
I know they do.
This is one of the best winter, weather songs, I think, that's been written in some time. And it just has that kind of, I'm trying to try to create a kind of a blizzard. Imagine what's outside this theater at this very moment. It goes like this. Living in this frozen town has been known to get me down, but I've got the perfect remedy. There's a place where I can go. The music's fine, the lights are low, and I've got something waiting there for me. Bartender, bourbon on ice. Goes down so nice. There is nothing half as good, and even twice the price as bourbon, a bourbon on ice. Now there's a place where I can bank that someone's playing Hank or Frank, Ella, Satchmo, Train, or Bix or Moe. There's nobody in this place that knows or cares about my name and face, my politics, religion, or my clothes. Bartender, bourbon on ice. Goes down so nice. There is nothing twice as good, and even half the price. Bartender, bourbon on ice. Wanna play one, Dave? Something from your private vault to keep my inner gyroscope in line. Irish black or Highland mash, though important to my stash, will yield to a Kentucky blend divine. Bartender, bourbon on ice. Goes down so nice. There ain't nothing twice as good, and even twice the price. Bartender, 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 a bourbon on ice. I am still principally thought of as an electric guitar player. And I can't really see going through a night of music. Because sometimes people will travel some distances to hear me play, and they really expect to hear me play some electric guitar. So it's now time to spank the plank.
late every time we have a date, but I love her. I really love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate, see if I can get it straight. I'm gonna ask her. I'm gonna ask her. Here we go. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You're still my baby, baby. Seems the flame in your heart's done worn out. Now a woman is a creature has always been strange. Just try writing that song today. Just when you think you're sure of her, she's gone and made a change. Is you, is oh, is you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Is my baby still my baby? True. Oh, David, tell me all about her.
Thanks again, folks. David Wilkie, Greg Carroll. Bless you so much for your fantastic attendance and support of this fabulous festival.
Amos Garrett.